Last week, federal judge John Sedgwick dismissed a lawsuit over Usabelli Coal's mining permits for the Wishbone Hill mine near Sutton. The suit had been filed in federal court in May by groups opposed to the mine. Judge Sedgwick granted a request by Usabelli to dismiss the case. However, Judge Sedgwick did not rule on the validity of the permits, which are in dispute. State officials claim the permits are valid, while opponents of the mine plan say the permits have expired. That matter is being weighed by the Federal Office of Surface Mining. Tim Leach is the conservation director for Friends of Mat-Su, which filed the suit against the mine permits.
The court decision of Judge Sedgwick did definitely cast serious doubt on whether Usabelli's permits are valid. And certainly the decision that he made was a procedural issue and did not look at the substance of the actual argument. And that is something that we are still waiting on from the Office of Surface Mining with regard to whether those permits that Usabelli has are invalid or not.
Matt Nuska, Susitna Borough Assemblyman Warren Keough, is sponsoring a resolution to be heard by the Borough Assembly tonight asking the state of Alaska to conduct a comprehensive health assessment regarding impacts of coal development in the area. Keough says Usabelli's project is only one of many slated for the borough. Two Australian companies are moving into the valley. Riversdale, Alaska has secured coal leases and exploration permits for the Chicoloon area, and Ranger, Alaska has development permits for the old Jonesville mine in Sutton. Warren Keough.
And together they comprise an area of about almost 32 square miles of land. If we pass this, and if the state agrees to do it, it would be an assessment of various health impacts, both positive and negative, of having a large-scale coal mining in the Matanuska Valley.
In September of last year, the Mat-Su Borough Assembly approved a resolution in favor of Usabelli's Wishbone Hill project.